as you move forward in the year when it comes to selecting art, are you going to keep in mind this whole pandemic, this kind of uncertain feeling as people ease back into traveling again when you select the art that will be displayed there?
You know, one thing about the upcoming exhibits that we are excited about is celebrating the city's bicentennial celebration, which begins technically in June of this year. So we had anticipated filling those cases with work all about celebrating Indy, celebrating the city, and the 200th celebration of Indy. So it's kind of perfect in a way because we are talking about the city in a positive light. We're still showing people what Indy is and what we have to offer.
When we do get, quote, back to normal again, even when we travel, things are going to be different. The places that we stand, the places that we pass through. Are you thinking about that when it comes to art at the airport as to maybe some new places that you might want to add exhibits that maybe they were spaces that people were never exposed to before, but they will be in the future?
We recognize that a lot of performers have been affected by COVID-19 and all of the cancellations that have had to occur as a result of that. So we are in conversations with the Arts Council to see if there's a way that we're able to support more performing arts in our space, as well as visual arts. So figuring out a way to create an atmosphere that is comfortable for passengers, even if the terminal may not be as busy as it normally is, or travel may not seem as comfortable for some people as it normally is.
You're also an artist. You work in the digital medium, which is something that a lot of artists are just learning how to do in many ways right now. What has it been like for you and the creation of your own art?
To be honest, it's been a really good time for me to think about what I'm making, to think about how I'm making it, and if there's anything new that I wanted to explore. So I've been doing a lot more work on a tablet as opposed to using physical media, just because I have time to explore that now.
For some people, accepting digital art as a form of art has been difficult previously, but now we're all exposed to it all of the time. Do you think this could actually have a benefit to that form of art as we move forward?
Video art's been happening for a long time, but people are just now starting to really learn about what it was like when it started and what people are doing now. And with people having to connect more online than they ever have before, I think it just opens up a lot of doors and platforms for visual artists who work in the digital realm to have their work exposed to more people. And that's becoming kind of the only way that we can connect with each other.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Katie.
Yeah, happy to.